financing for 72 months with approved credit. See dealer for details.
It's the Natural State Jackpot, Arkansas's jackpot game. Pick five numbers for a chance to win, with drawings 6 nights a week. Visit MyArkansasLottery.com for game odds and more details.
Good morning. A couple of wrecks to report at this time. 30 eastbound at Interstate 430, actually two separate wrecks. And at the top of Cantrell Hill in the 3900 block, I would avoid that area, at least for the next few minutes. We do have some traffic light failures. Fair Park at Markham, McCain Boulevard at JFK, Keel at Brockington, and Scott Hamilton as it meets I-30. If you see an accident or hazard, 433-1010 is the traffic number. I'm Drew Mitchell for the Buzz Radio Network.
Coffee and Creamer, check. Tommy's Yellow Pad, check. Rogers S&H Green Stamp Machine, check. We're locked and loaded on the show with no name. Welcome back to the Antique Brick Outdoor Studio. What's happening in the NFL? Is your favorite team a contender or a pretender? We'll find out now with former NFL player and coach and current ESPN analyst, Herm Edwards. Brought to you by Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Spring.
He with us. Coach.
RJ.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hey, there he is. Herm, as an old school guy, you were an answer to our, first of all, welcome to the Little Rock Market. We're proud to have you.
Well, thank you. I'm excited about being on with you guys. It's fun to talk about the Cowboys when you're a former Philadelphia Eagle.
You know what? On Thursday, we have a one of your some of your biggest Cowboy supporters at the table right now. And Mark May is on the show on Thursday, and you know what he thinks of the Cowboys.
Oh, boy. You got a Redskin talking about the Cowboys, too.
And an Eagle.
A Redskin and an Eagle talking about the Cowboys. That is something else. But you were the answer to our trivia question this morning, not the fumble itself, but the guy that was supposed to get the ball that day was Larry Zonka. And a lot of people had forgotten about that, including me, so it was great to refresh my memory. And you're an old-school guy, and I'm just tickled to death to have you on the show and talk some NFL this year.
Well, I tell you what, as you know, we're both old-school guys in that sense, and you think about how this league is really taking a turn. I mean, where National Football League was when I played, and I'm dating myself now, only 14 regular season games when I came to the league, 6 preseason games, I mean, double days every day. I mean, 125 guys in training camp. Highest paid players in was a quarterback. I came to the league, Joe Namath, he was making about $500,000. He went, really? He's making that much money? I tell you what, this league has done good for itself, hasn't it?
Well, you've talked at length about the young players and what they should do with their money and things like that, which leads me to my first question with these Cowboy fans around me. I want your reaction to Dez Bryant.
Well, my reaction is this. Obviously, you know, Jerry's trying to help the guy in two ways, really trying to make this guy accountable to not only himself but to the team members. And he has to realize that. When you become a professional football player, this is professional football. It's not a hobby. A lot of people are counting on guys in that locker room, and they're really counting on guys that go in the huddle. I think this kid grew up, and I'm not making excuses. One thing we understand when we grow up in life, we don't choose our parents. And at times we cannot choose the environment we're in. But now he has some options. He has to make some choices that will allow him to be the player he would like to become, but also what he needs to do off the football field. Because I believe this, we are all a collection of our choices. And the things you do off the field, if you have issues, you bring them in the locker room. And that affects everything. That affects your play. That affects guys around you. And you have to understand, you know, this is a big deal. This pro football, big deal. You have a short career, not very long. So Jerry, in a sense, is trying to help him with those things. But he's also trying to keep him on the field. It's a big investment in this guy. And as we know, when this guy plays, wow, he lights out now. He can be an all-pro receiver. He can be everything you want to be. But he's going to have to make some decisions now. Say no. He's going to have to choose his friends and not let his friends choose him. So that's how I kind of feel about it. I mean, I know it got public. I know this. When I was a head coach on Tuesdays, I've had some players that, you know, needed some help off the field. And on Tuesdays was my day to meet with some of those guys personally and never talked about football, just talked about decision makers and growing up. And it worked for a lot of guys. Some guys you can't say. So hopefully this guy understands it and he'll get his act together.
I'll ask you one more question, then I'm going to pitch it off to David Basil, a former team captain of the Arkansas Razorbacks, I might add. But
I love it.
I want to ask you, because I am concerned, and I'm only concerned because I think the longer it goes on, the more the commentators and everybody else, everybody likes to see a referee make a bad call. But now that you got these replacement guys in, it's even magnified when they make a bad call. What's going to happen with the NFL officials?
Well, I think there's my first year as a head coach, we had the rookie officials. And I've watched them over the preseason like everyone else has. And you're right, we're making a big deal out of it. And remember, there's more cameras involved now than there's ever been. So everything they do wrong, you know, we're going to replay it. And then when they can't make decisions, this is the problem with them. You guys know this. You guys have been around football all your life. When you play rookie, just rookie football players, they make errors. Well, think about this. There's seven of those guys. There's no lead guy. There's no guy to get them to huddle up and has experience. So they're going through the growing pains of trying to officiate the football game. Now, with that being said, we're on blast every time they make a decision that's wrong. They huddle up. You know, time elapses. They haven't made the decision yet. They might make a good call, might make a bad call. But here's the problem. They're not going anywhere. We could talk about them all the way. They don't kick the ball off next Wednesday with these officials. And then Sunday they're going to play too. But I think the thing we realize is you're hoping that the game is not too fast for them when the regular season starts. And this is the next thing. You know, as a coach going into a game, generally on Fridays, I used to put the officials up that were officiating our game, and you would kind of know how they call games. You knew the crew. And that crew also had conversations during the game with the players to make sure that the game didn't get away from them. Well, these guys don't have that experience. So we're going to have to all deal with that.
Coach, I was wondering, since we've got you on Arkansas, this is Arkansas Radio for the first time, do you have any Arkansas connections with coaching or players over the years, or is there no connection there for you?
Well, no. I've been playing against guys, but here again, 2 years ago, I did SEC games.
Right.
So I was down there. I did it for the U. So, you know, I did a bunch of Arkansas games, the LSU. Okay. I was all down there. The quarterback down there had a good time with him, you know, and I think he's going to be pretty good now.
Well, I was going to. My other question, Coach, just what do we need to look for as the NFL season kicks off? What do you think the main story, a couple storylines are for this season? I know we have a lot of controversy with the Saints and the Tebow thing going on in New York, but what do you think is going to be the storyline the first few weeks coming out the regular season?
Historically, five rookie quarterbacks start. We've never had that.
Yeah.
How about that, guys? Five of them. Think about that. Five rookie quarterbacks. And, you know, the question is, it's kind of funny when you sit here and try to answer that question. You go, five rookie quarterbacks, yeah. And then I say, well, you know, who do you think is going to win the most games out of the five? You know what I'm saying? It might be Russell Wilson.
and nobody even talked about him in the draft. He was the least talked about quarterback of all of them. Yeah.
He was the third round pick. And it might be him. With
I think he.
Because think about it, guys. He might be on the best team.
I think he put up some of the better numbers in preseason. And like they say, preseason doesn't count, but it does matter.
Well, yeah, and, you know, he might be on the best team in the division he plays in. If you look at the schedule, I mean, he might be. I mean, the Redskins are going to be the Redskins. You know, Robert Griffin's going to be okay. NFC East, okay, got a problem there. You go over in the AFC North, you know, I mean, Brian Whedon, I mean, the Browns, I mean, how many games they're going to win? I mean, even if the kid's any good, I mean, I get that. Andrew Luck's going to be very good at Indianapolis to look at their division. So you can just kind of break it down. I'm looking at all these guys. I'm going, all these guys are going to start. The guy in Miami's going to start. Tannehill, AFC, to go. But how about this poor little guy up in Seattle, Russell Wilson? No one's saying anything about this guy. He might be on the better team.
Well, you know, Coach, also, too, don't you think it's amazing? You've been in the league a long time. Nowadays, I mean, it used to be you would never start a rookie quarterback. Now you had several last year, like Cam Newton had a great year, and you have five this year. The attitude towards getting a new quarterback involved in starting is a little bit different than it used to be.
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of it has to do with these kids coming out. You know, in National Football League anymore, after first down, we're in spread. They're throwing the ball all the yard, and most colleges do that right now. I think college coaches have done a great job with these kids of really putting enough on their plate where they can – you know, they can play. I mean, mentally they can play. Now they got to get used to the speed. The field becomes bigger because in the National Football League, the ball is always in the middle, never on the left or right hash. That's a little bit. And the speed of the back end of the defense is a lot better than in college. And we know this. And I'm not knocking college. I mean, SEC brings out 50 NFL players about every year. There's going to be 45 to 50 guys out of SEC to play pro football. That's a heck of a conference. How about Mallett and all those guys came out of Arkansas? I get that part, but here's the problem. in college football, you know this. When you play against an opponent, there might be five professional football players out there on the field. Problem is, when you come to pro football, there's 22 of them. Not college anymore.
Well, Coach, how about them Cowboys?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Before
we get into that, I want to ask you.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of the Eagles, you know, what do you think about owner Jeffrey Lurie tweeting out what he did about Andy Reid, saying that he's going to get that 8-8?
Yeah, you know, I hate when owners tweet. I really do. I mean, it's just, why? I mean, you know, our poor guy in Indianapolis, he can't help himself. I mean, he's the all-time tweeter. Here again, I know this. Let's just talk about the Cowboys real fast. I know this. When you think about the Cowboys, if you look at what they did last year, they couldn't finish games. You guys know this. They had five games. They had a lead the fourth quarter, couldn't finish it. And then the month of December comes, and they go 1-4. And they end up 8-8. I mean, if they go through that month of December and win three of those games, rather than just win one, they win the division. So it's not like this is a bad football team. They just couldn't finish. And I think, in my opinion right now, the way I watch them defensively in the preseason, they've gotten better. The offense, if they can stay healthy, with Romo and Miles Austin, he's got to get well. Brian has to be on the football field. The runners, DeMarco Murray, as we know, Philly's Jones. Hopefully Jason Witten comes back. But let me tell you something. These guys got an offense. They got a good defense. They will challenge for this division. In my opinion, it's either them or the Eagles winning this division.
Well, we need to wrap this up. I do want to get a college question in for you because, as you know, we're in SECville.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama and Michigan, what do you think?
Alabama's got a young defense. I think they're fast enough to stop the quarterback at Michigan. I'm not betting against Alabama. And I know the coach of Michigan, Brady Hoke, I think he's done a fabulous job there. But I think at the end, this is a bigger game for Michigan than Alabama. Alabama's used to playing in these games, even though they're young. I'll hang with Alabama.
I've got one more thing that I've learned from you, that when I text somebody, buddy, I always think about it before I hit that send button.
Don't press. I'm still working on that phone. It says, don't press send.
That's
I'm
good.
I'm going to tell these owners now, you guys definitely don't
That's the truth.
Well, Coach Herm Edwards, it's a privilege to have you on in Little Rock, and we look forward to working with you.
Thank you, my guys. We'll be talking.
Thanks, Coach.
Go Cowboys.
Right. See ya.
No cow. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? That is something. We have Mark May on Thursday, and
that's. I didn't think about the Eagles.
We got an Indian and Redskin. Frank, what do you think?
Hey, Coach Fletcher. How about what do you think of Herm Edwards there? That's nice to have him on.
Hard to follow a superstar.
Yeah, Razorback Camper Sales. Thank you so much at Hot Springs for sponsoring that.
Yeah, we do need to mention that.
And we're glad to have Coach Fletcher sponsoring our appearance today as we try to get your number that you need.
Your coach has named the starting lineup for today. We'll go to talk to Jerry Jones now, the owner, and see what he has to say about the starting lineup.
All right. Talk to you after the break.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, the Cowboys, the owner and the general manager are the same guy, aren't they?
All right.
Don't let the rain bother you. Ninja says it's just coming in bands today, so beat the band. You'll have a beat the band sell out here today at Jeff Fletcher.